Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It is Supernatural Thursday, and you are listening to My Supernatural Life. I am Frankie. I am an accomplishment coach, and we have Mr. Anthony, astrologer and intuitive, on the other line here. Hi, Mr. Anthony. How are you?
Hi. Fine. How are you, Frankie?
Really, really good. Really, really good.
Have you been enjoying like what?
Go ahead. No, I'm just so grateful. I have this whole thing about gratitude right now. And
oh, good.
A lot of things. Oh, well, there's just so much going on, and people are really struggling right now. And even if they're not personally going through something, which I've encountered very closely to me, people who are, you know, there's a lot of people are so affected by things that are going on. So I'm very present to that and very grateful for my blessings and things in my life that, you know, are great. So anyway.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that makes sense because we just had a new moon in Cancer on July the 4th. So Cancer energy energetically means confronting any emotions or feelings at home or with family or children. So that's the focus for people. So, yes, a lot of emotional stuff coming up. And then we're going to have the next full moon on July 19th. So the next full moon is going to be in Cancer Capricorn. So what that means, if you're a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, that means you have the opportunity to confront any emotional issues with family. You're also looking, if you're a Capricorn, Virgo, Taurus, you're also looking for confronting any emotional issues. But it also means if you're in business or self-employed, you're looking where business will expand. So with the next full moon, it basically means that if you've had delays with anything in the past 6 months, then you're looking where that would come through between now and July 19th, of course, business opportunities or employment.
I agree with you
because energetically, it's a very emotional time for a lot of people.
Experiencing people just going through so much. And, you know, I mean, people have worked really hard to get ahead. And sometimes it's still not enough. And sometimes I have that own, you know, my own experience about it. But to see people around me or, you know, to help some people around me too, it's just, it's amazing. So life is lifing. Life does what it does. And you know, it's our ability to stay in action, keep our eye on what we want to achieve, stay committed, and have all those emotions, right? But not have the emotions take us out of what we need to accomplish or what we're committed to accomplishing for ourselves and for other people. It could be, you know, financial or work or, I mean, I'm experiencing people just having, you know, a fundamental issues of creating a home and so many other things. So it's just been a very interesting week, and it all started July 3rd, you know, July 4th. So very interesting.
Exactly. With the holiday that we had here, July the 4th and all that. See, so a lot of people ask me about the new moon. Every 28 days, you have a new moon, meaning new beginnings, dark of the moon. You don't see the moon, but it's in a different sign every month. In this case, it's in the sign of Cancer. Cancer represents your foundation of life, your values, home life, anything from the past, family, kids, all that. So with the energy going on now, at least through the 29th and the 22nd of July, before we hit Leo, which is a fire sign, sure is the energy of nurturing yourself, nurturing your soul, nurturing your body, nurturing your family, your career. It's a very sensitive energy because right now we have, as we speak right now, we have the Sun, Mercury, Venus, all in Cancer right now. So you're looking at creativity, family, communication and relationships all have been or being affected as far as either possible separations, but also having a chance to go through emotional, spiritual healing during this time. But yes, the thing with Cancer energy is that it's very confrontational. If you confront the emotions, or the emotions confront you.
No, totally. Oh, my goodness. It's like there's no escape. No escape.
No escape. Yeah, exactly. No escape from the moon, because the moon represents the emotions and feelings. So with the next full moon, July 19th, so whatever issues that are there, either it has a positive conclusion or a positive initiation. So basically you're looking at the initiation of your soul growth through confronting emotions and say how you feel to people in a very spiritual, loving way and a forgiving way to move on from that.
Right. Yeah. It's so much coming up. You can't get around it. Well, that's all great news. We're so lucky here tonight to use our, gifts or whatever it is to help people. And there's people on the switchboard. So if you're ready, we'll just jump on and take some calls.
Okay, cool.
Okay, great. Let's see here. We'll start with area code 219. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to
and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Liz and I'm calling from Indiana.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Oh, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Indiana.
Liz from Indiana.
Yes.
Hi, Liz. How are you tonight?
Tired.
You know, when people tell me they're tired, you know what I ask? What are you tired of? And you know, the first thing that comes up in one word, what are you tired of?
What am I tired of? Not getting the answers I need.
Okay. All right, great. So what is your date of birth?
October 29th, 1967.
67?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your question?
My question is finances.
Okay. And your first name is Vivian or Liz?
Liz.
Okay, Liz, well, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
So you know you're a Scorpio, correct?
Yes.
So Scorpio means you're very sexual. You could be very intense. Is that true?
Intense, yes.
Okay. Okay, so your question is financial. What I'm seeing here, are you presently working or looking for a change of job, Liz?
I'm not currently working, looking for a job.
What kind of job are you looking for?
Something that deals in the area of what I'm studying for, psychology, counseling.
Great. So right now you're going to college to study psychology?
Yes, for the master's.
Okay, great. So what I'm seeing here is that if you start applying... You see, the thing I'm seeing here right now, if you start taking action with applying, you're looking where you can get something in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
If you start applying for schools, private schools, public schools, anything like that, you'll get something in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Do you have 2 or 3 kids? No kids?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you happy with the love life?
It could be better.
Okay. You see, right now what I'm seeing is that if you're not happy with the love life, that's the foundation, because you're a water sign and you're very sensitive. So you're looking right now at reassessing, reevaluating the love life department. Or if you're not happy with the love life department, then you're looking and making a change or taking a time out. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
taking a time out.
Take a time out. Can you still get pregnant, as far as you know?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, because I'm seeing that could happen in the next 3 months.
From somebody else?
it depends. It depends if you want to take a break for this guy. What I'm seeing with the love life department, things would get better by late July and early August. But the main thing,
wow.
See, the thing with you is that you analyze a lot, so that makes you a good psychologist because you analyze a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're like a natural-born analyst. But right now, the love life is not happy right now. You're looking to take a break, reevaluate that, because the opportunity is there to meet somebody brand new, as far as somebody brand new in your life, what I'm seeing there. But the main thing is to take action with applications online and all that, and you can have like 2 or 3 job interviews in the next 2 or 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm also seeing like a possible move from where you live right now in about 3 months.
Okay, yes, I was thinking about that. That's been heavily on my mind too.
Yeah, you have all that. And also, take action with basic exercise would help you. That'll help you a lot right there. But yeah, it's a good forecast. All you got to do is take action left and right, and something will come through. So what is your vibe, Frankie?
You know, Liz, I hear that you are being the best you that you can be, you know, in school and relationship and all that. And so when I hear Mr. Anthony say, take a break, you know, take one whole day where you don't, try, where you're not trying to get somebody to understand you. You're not trying, you know what I'm saying? Like that thing that we do because you're driven. And if we just take one day to just not try anything, and whatever that is, like indulge yourself, take care of yourself. A lot of times, you know, within relationships, in the romantics, you know, area, or even with finances, if it's not there, you don't have control over certain things in that moment, but what do you have control over? And I'm speaking from experience. Well, what I have control over is that I can eat well today. What I have control over is I can move my body. I can go on a walk. I can drive myself to nature. I can, you know, watch a movie or a TV show that makes me feel good. Those are things I have control over. So what do you have control over? Do that and practice that and, you know, stay in action for the things that you want. And sometimes in relationships, the thing to do is nothing. Okay?
Yeah, that's the hardest part because you were saying about control, because that's a big thing with the being a Scorpio, because it's always about control.
I know. Every major relationship up until now I've been in is Scorpio, and it's all about control. And there's a part of me that, you know, I have Scorpio. I don't know, what is it, Mr. Anthony? I have Scorpio in my moon or sun or one of those things, right? And
correct.
So at some point, like, I'm super attracted to that energy, right? But at some point, my Scorpio kicks in, and I want control. And then it's a big mess. So, you know, what do you have control over? Do that, because that'll give you power. You know, we don't have power over the other stuff and the other people, okay? So we really appreciate your call. You know, call us back. Let us know how you're doing, okay? Okay,
you're
great.
Welcome. Thanks,
Liz.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
We want people to know as well that if you want a reading with Mr. Anthony, or you want to contact me for coaching, Mr. Anthony's phone text is 661 area code 492-0065. That's 661-492-0065. And you can also reach him at MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. And if you want to contact me, you can he'll just use that information and he'll hook you up. Anyway, Liz, I know you're still listening. You're in the perfect place right now. So, and all of us are. So here we, you know, just acknowledge that and be grateful for the, you know, the exact spot that we're at. Okay? So we're going to go to our next caller. Thank you for being so patient. Been waiting for over 25 minutes. Area code 956, you're on the air.
Oh, good night. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure. What is your name? What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tony. I'm calling from Texas and my date of birth is 11/13/75.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was calling.
Scorpios.
Yes, we're bad, huh? Bad luck.
You're awesome. You're awesome.
No. No. We're not that awesome, or else we wouldn't be calling.
You know, it's all relevant. It's all we're all in the same place, okay? You have your version of where you're at, and I have my version of where I'm at, but it's
mm-hmm.
the same thing. Okay. Anyway, what's your question?
My question is, there was this, it's regards to a relationship I was kind of starting to take off, but all of a sudden it just kind of died down. And I was wondering what you see in as far as that.
What is your first name?
Tony, T-O-N-I.
Okay, Tony. So your date of birth is 11/13/75, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Are you with that band, Tony? Is that you?
No.
Thank you very much.
All I need to say is has done it again. Yes.
So the main thing I've seen there on the relationship front there, Tony, the other lady who's a Scorpio too. See, the thing with Scorpio
mm-hmm.
energy right now, we've had Mars retrograde in Scorpio, which means that since late June through June, July, through August 1st, is to reevaluate the relationship in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning if it's not working out, then you retreat, pull back, and focus on your own desires. You know what I'm saying?
I pulled back. I walked away from it. I didn't see it going. And kind of like it was going good, and all of a sudden it just went sour from one day to the next. And I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this.
And are you still in contact with the other person?
No. I completely cut him off.
You're so
I
mean, it was such a Scorpio. You totally cut him off.
Well, I mean,
you totally cut him off until you kill him with your stinger when he shows up again.
Well,
then you're
going
to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to kill you.
No, it's just that, I mean, it was first he says, oh, you're the kind of like the person, you're like the kind of woman that I'm looking for. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's good. We're getting to know each other. Awesome, you know. And next thing you know, I'm just like, he's like, okay, let's go have dinner. And then like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't go have dinner. And I go, you know what, this is like playing mind games. I don't have time for this. I'm not going to waste your time, and don't waste my time.
So are you ready to meet somebody brand new, Tony?
I know I am. You know, obviously I gave him the boot. You know, I'm just tired of games.
Mm-hmm.
It's really difficult to find somebody, you know.
Because what I've seen, see, the thing with you, you're a Scorpio, all right, but see, you're the kind of Scorpio who's very, very independent.
Yes.
So you're very independent, strong-willed, you're very intuitive, okay? And if you had stayed with this guy, did you guys break up in the past 3 months or 2 months?
We just stopped talking last week, actually.
Last week, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing here is that if you guys were together after July 4th and for the rest of the month of July and August, is that you could have gotten pregnant with this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that he may not have been ready for responsibility with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm seeing that with the other guy, is that he has his own issues. And right now, with the energy going on right now, it's going to retreat, pull back, because you guys are going in different directions. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe that you were settling for this guy because with you, yes, you're a Scorpio, but you're the kind of Scorpio that's like a people person, and you like to be around people, you know what I'm saying? Who's sociable.
Yes.
And that you were with him maybe because you wanted to settle. But see, I'm still seeing is that he wasn't ready for a personal relationship, and that you're going to need somebody brand new here in the next 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like somebody is a fire sign. Could be like somebody who's a Leo, Sagittarius, or Aries. Looks like somebody involved with entertainment or music or something like that.
Oh, no.
But it's going to be somebody. Is that an issue, being somebody involved with entertainment?
Yeah. Entertainment is the word. He's not only going to entertain me.
One of those jealous Scorpios. Ooh, you're like, I know you. My daughter's dad has your exact birthday, and it was like, he's a butterfly. He's like out there, blah, 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 you know. But now, he needed all the attention. And, I want you to know there's nothing wrong with that, okay? The thing is to know that about yourself and to find somebody who can be that for you, because there are people willing to do that. So there's nothing wrong with that. And everybody who's listening, whatever you're going through, there's nothing wrong with it. That's what you want. It's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, giving yourself the space to be that with nothing wrong, and having other people come along, either a match or not, and there's nothing wrong with that either. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does.
So great. So I want, I know that, people are listening, and particularly women and even men, if you're out there dating and you want a relationship, I coach from these books. Okay. Steve Harvey's book, Think Like a Man, Act Like a Lady.
Mm-hmm.
I coach from those books.
Or
okay,
have
it. Okay. Read it every day.
I do.
Pick it up.
I do.
Every day.
That's just why my mentality has kind of changed. And I figured,
good.
Sometimes you wait along for that person to kind of change, but they're like, why am I waiting for this person? It's not going to change.
Because there's somebody
for everybody.
Move along. So there's another book. It's by Dr. Pat Allen, Anything by Her. There's one called Getting to I Do. It's not necessarily for people who want to get married, but it's really an insight to relationships and masculine and feminine energy inside of the relationship and who's going to take on what role. And there's another one.
I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I'm never going to get married, it's just like I've had like the worst luck when it comes to men.
I know. Don't say that. You need to start speaking the future that you want to live into. Start speaking, my guy's on his way. He's just not here now. He's taking care of whatever he needs to take care of to be with me. My guy is, whatever. He makes me his world. He has no problem with X, Y, and Z. Whatever it is, that's perfect for you. Our word creates our world.
Mm-hmm.
Our word is, I'm tired. Well, I'm tired. That's your truth. So we have to be mindful of what we speak, because we create our world with our speaking. Okay? So,
I agree.
You're right on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Read the book, get new books, look for expertise in what you want to accomplish, whether it's career, money, whatever, and then take the coaching. Mm-hmm. Buy the book, read it, do it. The worst that can happen is it doesn't work. But you know what? It's not working already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, we're going to go on to new callers. Please let us know how it goes, And again, if anybody wants to speak to Mr. Anthony or myself at length, the number to do that is 661-492-0065. And you can text or call that number. And we're moving on to area code 313.
Hi.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Sherelle. Birthday 11/30/93.
What is that birthday?
11/30/93.
Goodness, another November.
Sagittarius.
But not a Scorpio. Mm-hmm.
Sagittarius. No, I'm a Sag. Sag.
Yes, you are.
And your first name is Sherelle?
Yes.
What
city
are you in?
Sherelle.
You're welcome, Detroit. Thank you for taking
my
call.
I love it. Oh, thank you for calling. What's your question?
You're welcome. I'm still wondering, when would I hear from Sam? I still haven't heard from him in 2 weeks. When I'm 3.
You haven't heard from Sam?
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to call or... Is this our end? Is this the end in our tunnel?
Okay, so you want to know about hearing from somebody named Sam?
Yes.
And who is Sam?
A friend.
Okay. Yes, you are Sagittarius. You know what? You were born on a full moon. Did you know that?
No.
You were born on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday? I was born at 11:30, 93, and I was born 1 o'clock p.m. exactly.
Yeah, that was on a Tuesday on a full moon. So you have a Gemini moon, which means that there's twins in your family.
Yes, we do have twins.
And that you could conceive twins in the next 3 months.
Huh? I'm not even in a relationship.
Not right now, but in the next 3 months you will be. So be aware of that.
Oh. Oh, no.
But you want to know, but this person named Sam has not been in contact with you, and you want to know when that person is going to call you?
Yes. Like, what if his intentions also, like, I don't know what's going on with him.
Okay, what I'm seeing with this person, Sam.
Yeah, me not contacting him. He contacted
right.
me. Because I've been doing the contacting, but it's just been a response. But go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen some kind of contact, like after July 22nd. Contact from him to you.
Okay.
So be aware of that.
Do not contact him.
Okay, I won't.
Don't text. Don't have a friend. Mm-hmm. Don't. You gotta bite it. Bite your lip. Call a friend. I want to call him. No, don't. I don't care if you cry and you look. You know, pound on your pillow. Do not call him.
Okay.
And make sure your pillow is soft when you pound on your pillow. Make sure it's soft. Not hard.
Yeah.
You don't want to hurt your hand.
Is he into me? Like, what is his intentions with me? Is it just going to stay a friends with benefits? Because I told him I want more than that now. And it's like every time I tell him, he back off. So is this going to be an ongoing thing?
Well, what I'm seeing with this person, Sam, is that he's not ready for commitment. And he does want to keep it friends with benefits. But see, the thing with you, Sherelle, you're a fire sign. You have a lot of passion. You like to take action. See what I'm saying?
I do. He is Scorpio. So.
And Scorpio, coming back to that, you know, male Scorpio, so he wants to be more in control. The Scorpio is very sexual. And so are you. With your fire sign, you're more flexible. So if you can kind of pull back and wait till he contacts you, it's better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do not contact him.
Yeah, I've been doing this.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So here's the thing, you know, and this is why I want you girls to get that book, because, you know, we have power and we give it away. Just give it away.
Yeah,
and
right
then
about
I think,
that.
Okay, so do not give your power away. And it's going to take time to train yourself to not do that. Go get those books that I said. And we're already out of time, but call us back. Let us know how it goes. And by the way, why do you want somebody who just wants to be friends with benefits? You know, just whatever. Move on. There's so many people out there, and there's somebody that's going to be like, yes, what you want, you're beautiful, you're funny, whatever it is that your own thing is. And that's, you know, it's worth waiting for. It really is. So let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in. And if you want
to reach us,
you can call or text 661-492-0065. 661-492-0065. Another, you know, week has come and gone. You know, just be really good to yourselves. Be really grateful. Count your blessings. Write it down. And we'll talk to you next week. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night, everybody. Sorry for people
we couldn't get to, but we'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Okay.